After a psychosis, Joris van Hauschty lived 25 years without medication and depressions till the end.
This story comes from the Netherlands. I'm regularly approached on Facebook about my after a psychosis living without medication. Mentally ill are not right even when they are. After being hospitalized for a psychosis, I have been living without chemical medication for 25 years. Experts say this is not possible. This podcast covers a period from 1996 to the present. Cleaning of organs in the body is an evolving and forming process in the mind. Dutch welfare has given me the opportunity to take this road. The risk was that I would end up with a permanent brain damage. An urge not to be declared insane drove me to the Mensa admission test that I passed, the Association for High Intelligent People. I also have been diagnosed with Asperger's. This knowledge is important for the insights I'm going to share with you. This route without medication is only possible with total abstinence. You're completely chanceless when occasionally drinking alcohol, smoking a cigarette or marijuana. The process will not end well then. We live in a time where mental health services are beginning to realize that psychoactive medication is not the answer either. The remarkable thing is that in those 25 years, I have never been depressed and never been hospitalized again. I looked with eyes into the past for a very long time. A dissociation made me feel looking from above to my own body. Instinctively, I have made choices, and eventually, I could look back with consciousness. 45-year-old man with a midlife crisis look back at 20 years ago. I thought when I look back at 20 years at that age, that would be to a period in which I wasn't drinking anymore. Also because I sensed that I was incapable of interpreting things as relative and putting things into perspective. The idea was when the system goes back 20 years at that time, that it would bring me peace. By the way, do you know that the liver is the only adaptive organ in the body? In this process, I was able to distinguish two things: the damage in the body and therefore in the brain, and the damage in the adult mind. Everything had to come from subconsciousness, as if consciousness was locked in the mind, as a thinking of its own in the fourth dimension of time and movement. In the long process after the psychosis of total abstinence and the use of stimulating food supplements, insights and new thoughts have come to me. All kinds of things came to me, from Freud, anorexia nervosa, religions, and the functioning of the adaptive liver. First, I have to quickly tell a bit of my history in order to make things understandable.